Hello there, boys and girls. Out here at the Revolutionary War Park Center again. You know, it's become a habit of mine to come out here and check out the crowds and crowds of people coming to see the Revolutionary War Center. Pretty much by myself. Matter of fact, there's nobody here. But beautiful place. Millions and millions of dollars spent on beautiful buildings and all. Taxpayer dollars stolen from us again. Speaking of which, taxpayer dollars are being spent on a new surveillance system here in Kershaw County. It's called the Flock system. As you can see, here's a website. And you can see where they put up these little cameras. And here in Kershaw County, if you go across the Watery River Bridge right there at Lugoff, on each end of the bridge, you can find one of these cameras. Well, on the Camden side, there's two cameras, and on the Lugoff side, there's one camera. And in a recent break-in and all, Sheriff Lee Bone is quoted in the Camden Chronicle that he used the Flock system to kind of track these boys that broke into a pawn shop and got some guns and all. But if you read down, you'll start to see that private businesses and law enforcement are using these things to monitor traffic and all. You can punch in a license plate number, the color of the car, if they got bumper stickers, certain bumper stickers on their car, dents, the luggage rack, all these kind of things. The algorithm will go through there and find cars that match that description. So all these cameras are tied together into a national database from which they can punch in whoever they want, really. And who's to say who's got what? Let's just say, hypothetically, that Sheriff Lee Bone wanted to track Jeffy. And so he sets in the parameters for Jeffy's car. And every time Jeffy goes by one of these cameras or whatever, he gets an alert on his cell phone. And the next thing you know, he's looking at a video of Jeffy going to get a Chick-fil-A or Jeffy going to county council or whatever it might be. Now, a lot of people will say, well, if you ain't doing nothing, if you ain't got nothing to hide, then you don't have anything to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have surveillance 24/7 in everything, let's say even your Ring doorbell sends back to the National Data Center, or somebody gets a hold of it and hacks into that and tracks you, maybe knows when you're not at home so they can go break in. Or the government wants to know who's speaking out against it. The government might want to know any kind of information at all. Do you trust them to have this kind of surveillance capability? They're building a police state under the guise of security. Now, sure, they can track a vehicle down and all, and they'll use it for catching criminals and that kind of thing. But what is it a possibility that it could be used against the American people that speak out against government? This is something we need to really, really consider in this age of technology, in this age of AI. You know, the little towns, I come to find out now, Elgin. Elgin has purchased two of these things. What are they going to use it for? People were losing every bit of privacy that we ever had. Orwell could have never predicted this. Huxley couldn't have predicted what we have now. They got pretty close. Newspeak, doublespeak, surveillance state, drugged up people. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. And yet we build these monuments, monuments to the revolution, freedom and liberty, justice, those kind of things. Come on now. I'm going to tell y'all something. These monuments out here, these wonderful little buildings celebrating it, mean nothing. Mean nothing. This is going to be a remnant of days of old, and people won't even know what it means. They don't know what freedom is. They won't know what liberty means. Hell, ask any of these boys and girls in these schools nowadays. What is it? It's a Sunday afternoon out here in Camden. Got a little storm brewing. I just wanted to bring this up with you guys. We don't know how much money yet that the sheriff's department spent on this kind of thing. Using your taxpayer dollars to build a surveillance system to monitor the flock. Notice the name, the flock. Maybe you need to ask the sheriff his justification. You know, it'll be for your protection, for safety and security, of course. Anyway, boys and girls, until next time, just something to think about. Peace.